Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. My name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a life coach and organizational management consultant with Culture. This is episode 30, Finding Opportunity in the Midst of the COVID-19 Pandemic. We have a special guest, Thierry Sommer. He's a financial professional and certified financial fiduciary. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Thierry Sommer and Associates is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Inc. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Thierry Sommer. You are our wealth management guru. You are here to help us through this crisis that we're facing.
Well, I don't know how much of it is a crisis. It's just a state of mind that we think it's a crisis.
Tell us more about that.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
You know, all through life we have ups and downs and crisis that we have to deal with. And back in the, you know, World War II, right before then, you had the Great Depression, you had unemployment, you had old military equipment, Germany was taking over France, Russia was not succeeding, and the whole world looked like it was in its demise. And at that time, if you would have looked at things, you would have thought there was no way we could win and succeed, and we're able to win and succeed. So throughout, you know, 9/11, that wasn't long ago, we had to deal with those issues. So we always think the worst when reality, once we get to doing what we need to do, things turn out for the best. Most wealth is built on crisis. The Baron Rothschild built his fortune over the Battle of Waterloo. He had a carrier pigeon bring information to him at the London Stock Exchange, and someone whispered to his ear, and then he just yelled, "Sell everything!" And then he sold all of his positions. The rest of the market saw him selling; they sold everything. At the end of the day, he bought all the bonds of London, and over that day, he became the richest man in the world. And it was the carrier pigeon. Was bringing him news before everyone else, and he told him to sell. And the reality is Napoleon lost, and everyone rallied, and the market went up. So good news will come, and when that good news comes and people get excited, the money will flow back in, and the markets will come back up. But this is just a snapshot of today and not of what the future is.
Okay, well, I appreciate that because I'm definitely an advocate of mindset and keeping things positive. I'm being challenged personally with my own business, especially with this reality that the world has never shut down before. And all of a sudden, it's shut down. And what they're telling us on the news is it's going to take a little longer than we thought here in the USA. That's okay that it's you're saying don't worry about that.
Well, define shut down, because when a blizzard comes in, we're shut down for 2 or 3 weeks, right? When there's a 2-inch snow in Knoxville.
Right.
And we're shut down. The extent is bigger, and a lot of businesses are not shut down. They're doing things, they're creating business through Zoom, through phone calls. So a lot of businesses are not shut down like the bigger corporations. Now a lot of employees that are more manual, like our servers and our cooks, and manufacturing, those are shut down, and they'll come back. And the fastest one will come back are the servers, because they don't. It's not like a recession where a business has to shut down because they're failing. And when they fail, you lose your job. And when you lose your job, you have to go look for work. And that takes time to find someone that wants to hire you. And then you get your job interview, you get your employer packet, and then you get hired. That's 3, 4, 5 month process to get hired when a business shuts down. But a restaurant, the building's still there. They still have the desire and the capability of doing work. Once the people are able to go to the grocery store, go to the boutiques and buy clothes at Belk and go to the restaurant, those jobs are hired right away because they're keeping the same employees. And the servers, well, they get paid right away. They get tips, right? They don't have to wait a month to 2 months for their first check. Their check comes right away. So once this is lifted, and people feel like they're free to go about and do business, the economy will come back pretty strong, stronger than what people are anticipating. In the media, you're going to hear 5 and 6 million people laid off. Well, they were laid off, but not the same reason as businesses failing. It's because the government shut them down for 1, 2, or 3 months. But they got their unemployment much faster than they ever have. The government is also giving them more cash than unemployment. So it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could be.
And so you're reaching out to all your clients and being proactive and giving your sound advice during this time.
Yeah, it's a contact sport.
Right.
We're calling, we're talking, doing economic updates, shooting emails, trying to keep them abreast of what's going on. They're nervous. They're scared. But we went through it in 08. We went through it in 2001, 2002, 2003. I mean, 2000, 2001, 2002. I mean, who would have thought the World Trade Center would get hit? Who would have thought we'd go to war with it? And those were three really bad years, and we came out okay. So this is one of what's called a black swan, where you go along and all of a sudden this black swan or thing happens that no one anticipated would happen that drops the economy. And this is one of those moments, and they're unusual, but And they're scary. We've never gone through a 30% drop in the market in 1 month. That was very fast. But I think it can come up one really fast. And we had it did earlier this month. I mean, we had a pretty quick rise at the bottom of this market. So with the elections coming up, which that nobody is a big mystery, the primaries, who knows what's going to happen with the Democratic convention, because the primaries, they don't have a candidate so far. They have Joe Biden in the lead, but will he have enough votes by the delegates? Will they nominate someone else? So it's a lot of uncertainty this year, and uncertainty makes people nervous and the markets nervous. But once all that's put behind us, and we know what direction we're going, everything will be fine.
So am I correct in saying that during years that where we elect the president, the economy surges? Is that the pattern?
The pattern is usually the president who was in the first 4 years, the economy does really well usually because, well, that party wants him to be reelected or her to be reelected. So they'll do everything they can, put money into the economy, do things to make the numbers look really good so they have a higher probability of being reelected. Now, this virus, well, that puts a big question on what will happen in November. And then that uncertainty, because when you know who is going to be president, you have an idea of what their agenda is. And in that way, you know which way the money will flow. So if it's a candidate that's really strong in green environmental things, well, then the coal industry would not be somewhere you'd want to invest in, but maybe solar. So, you know, when you have kind of their ideas of what they believe in, what their philosophies are, then you can kind of edge in that direction.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. I'm learning.
You're learning. So that's what it's all about, isn't it? Every day.
It is. So I'm going to quote you from a previous conversation. So this is what people are doing to Trump now. The reporters, they're quoting his words back to him, and he doesn't like that. So I don't mean to put you on the spot. But I take notes when we talk. And you said, investments work on fear and greed. Mm-hmm. With challenges, there are opportunities. Can you speak to that?
When people are scared, the stock market is an auction. Okay, so when there's a lot of people wanting to buy stocks, the market prices go up. And that's where the greed comes in, because you feel like you're being left out. Oh, so someone bought Amazon at $20 a share, and now it's $1,000. I need to buy it because someone else did. So that's the greed part. You always want that kind of returns. The fear is, when you lose your money, it's not a good feeling. And when you see your statements, that the value of your statements are down, you get scared and you sell because you don't want to lose more. Well, it's just a number that's on your statement. It's not the value. It's only the value if you sell it at that time. So that's what someone is willing to pay for it. And if no one's willing to buy anything, the prices go down. And so that precipitates more and more fear, more and more selling, and it's a spiral effect until all of a sudden people feel comfortable and start buying again. Individual investors are always the last to know. They're at the end when the market's doing up, they get really excited. I remember back in 2000 where the tech boom was going and people were wanting to buy Yahoo stock at $400 a share. And when you added up the value of Yahoo stock, you're buying four companies that had over 100 years of experience. And Yahoo was only out for a couple of years, but it was the end thing. It was the greed that someone else bought it and made money. So it's what drives the markets up and down. And if you could take the emotions out and sit back and use logic, that you're still going to put gas in your car, even if it's only $20 a gallon, right? You're always going to turn on the electricity. Right now we have our cell phones. We've got to eat. We don't make gardens anymore, you know. So those companies are still in business. They're still getting revenue. They're still getting income and dividends. So it doesn't mean they're bad companies. It's just people aren't wanting to buy it. Just like a clothing that's out of style. You can't sell it.
Okay. All right.
That clear you up?
It does. It helps. I feel hopeful. And I'm not just saying that because your perspective. When we just don't know, we need the education. And a lot of us don't know because this is not our area. And we depend on wealth advisors as yourself.
Well, thanks. And don't know. I think we know too much.
Okay.
There's almost too much information, and it confuses things. And like I said, you know, looking at the statements, my best investors are farmers. Because they have faith that their crop's going to come in, but they don't know how much of a crop's coming in. But they know that if they do the right things and at the end of their season, they'll have some sort of product. They don't go in and they grow carrots, and every day they pull their carrots out to see how far it's grown, to see how big their crop will be. They just know when I need my crop, it'll be there for me. And they don't know if it'll be $1,000 or $20,000, but they know that there'll be something at the end. They don't only put their stuff into one item. They don't only grow corn, but they'll have cattle. They'll have they'll probably have apples or other produce or other items to diversify how they get their income. And they know the risks of it, but they don't sit there and check every day, every 15 minutes, how big their apples are growing. They just know it's going to be there at the end. So I think we have too much information, and it's overwhelming. That's I think a big problem of what's going on for people.
So how do you recommend we weather this if we have some investments? Just trust, make some decisions and trust, and not give it too much thought?
You want to give it thought, but you don't want to dwell.
Yeah, because we dwell.
Right? I mean, I'm dwelling. I'm looking at every morning, I look at the Corona count. I mean, that's not right, but we all dwell. The thing is, if it bothers you to look at the statement, don't open your statement. Your 401k is a retirement plan. It's not today plan. The best thing this market can do, if you have money, is to put in a lot of money right now. You're not going to have a better opportunity. It can go down another 10%, but you won't have a 30% discount. Again, if you'd have put in your money at the bottom of 2008, you would have so much more money today. I would, if it bothers you, don't open the statement. Don't listen to the news. And the news is 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week on a dozen different channels. It's too much. And it's all bad news or sad news or things that's not positive. It's sad that the positive things in life, people don't really sit there and appreciate it. They walk by gardens. They don't walk in gardens. So things like that.
Okay, so your recommendation is walk through the garden, smell the roses, weather this, because there's hope, and it was shut down by the government, and it'll all come back. And we have a 30% and maybe even 40% discount right now.
Yeah, but I mean, and if you think businesses are going to get bigger in the future, then yeah, you got bigger returns. If you don't think businesses are going to grow, and you're not going to upgrade your cell phone, you're not going to upgrade your car or go to a car that flies or medical devices that'll check all your vitals on your wrist and report to your doctor. Those are all changes. Those are all opportunities. Those are all growth. And we've got that going. Look at China and India. How many people are becoming middle class and don't have an airplane? They're so far behind on airplane and transportation. In those countries like India and China, they're all farming and have gardens wherever they live in the country. We don't have gardens here in the United States. We're all the fast food, and we're all packaged food. And the rest of the world will catch up with us. So what works here in the United States will work even more in countries that are growing, like Mexico and India and China. You just have to be patient.
Okay.
A lot of food talk, isn't it?
Food's important to us.
Oh, okay.
Food and toilet paper. How can someone get a hold of you to sit down? I know your website has the paperwork to fill out.
Right.
For a complimentary consultation.
Just on the website is one way to get a hold of us. The first the first interview we do is more of a job interview. It's to find out if we could communicate for 10, 15, 20 years. It's not, there's no selling of anything. And if we add value, and those are the, what's important. So that would be the best way to reach out to us, I guess.
Okay. And that's summerfinancial.net.
Yeah. And it's SOMMER.
That's correct. SOMMERfinancial.net.
Yes.
For our podcast listeners.
That'd be nice.
Okay. All right. So I thank you so much for your valuable time. I know you're crazy busy, and this has really helped.
Well, thank you.
For our listeners.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You're so fun to be with.
We hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Contact Theory Summer today at summerfinancial.net. That's SOMMERfinancial.net. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast, The Resilient Pathway.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.